When someone's genuinely interested in you, oftentimes people say you'll know it, but understand that's not always the case. I've had friends who thought that women were interested in them, and as a woman, I could tell them, no, you're reading this wrong, or you're reading into it the wrong way. So I want to share 6 things that you could possibly use to determine whether or not a person is interested. Number one, they want to know about you. And I'm not just talking about your favorite food, your favorite sports team, your favorite color. They want to know about you, your upbringing. They want to know about your family. But it's not how many siblings do you have. They want to know about your relationship with the people in your life. You know what I mean? They care to know about your dreams and aspirations, your background, the things that you want in life, the things that you want in career pursuits. They want to know where you plan to be in the next 5 years. They want to know the things that intrigues you, the things that really and truly make you who you are. That's number one. Number two, people that are genuinely interested in you, they are consistent. They're consistent. Some people may be more consistent than others, but a person that's interested in you, they are consistent, consistently checking up on you, consistently wanting to truly be around. They genuinely are consistent in the things that they say they're going to do. They have a consistent pattern with you. So that's number two. Number three, they want to see you. They want to be in your space. They want to be in your face. Now, I'm not saying they have to smother you, but you would not have to be pulling teeth to get them to come see you or meet up with you. It is true. People make time for the things that are important to them. That is so very true. So they will want to be around you and in your presence, if at all possible, when at all possible. They won't blow off a meeting with you just to do something insignificant. If anything, they're making a way to make sure that they can be in your presence. Number four, a person that's really interested, they are really and truly going to do their best not to disappoint you. Not saying that they got all the answers, right? But they don't want you to find a reason why not to hang out with them, why not to be in contact with them, why not to be around. Number five, a person that's into you will also, for the most part, love to be of any type of help or assistance. Now, I'm not talking about financial. I'm not saying that if they like you, they'll pay your mortgage, they'll pay your car note. No, but when it comes to you being in a bind or needing some solution or resolution, they're trying to figure it out with you to help you. They're trying to think of maybe something that happened within their experience. Maybe you are dealing with a legal issue. You know what I mean? If they happen to know an attorney or something that's gone, someone's gone through the same scenario that you have, they'll seek out that person and try to connect you. If you have a situation where you have a flat tire and you're a woman and he's a man, they will try to do what they can do to help you out if they are into you. And number six, if a person's into you, they should be able to express their feelings. Now, I'm not saying that they need to lay it thick and lay it out on the line, but if a conversation comes up and you're talking about where are we, what do you think, how you feel about me, if you get into that type of conversation, they should be able to openly and effectively share how they feel about you, at least to a certain degree. And sometimes they don't mind sharing that without being prompted by conversation, by actually telling you, you know what, I really enjoy talking to you. I really enjoy spending time with you. I really enjoyed seeing you the other day. They are open and expressive about how they enjoy you or your presence, your wisdom, or something about you. Now, of course, there's more than six ways to figure out if a person is feeling you like that. I have an article on the website. You can go to datingwhyblackpodcast.com and check it out. But don't be fooled. People will really and truly show you and won't have you wondering and guessing. That wondering and guessing comes when there's a lack of communication, consistency, sincerity, a whole lot of lacking. When the feeling is mutual and both of you guys can reciprocate, then you are moving in a very, very good space. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.